Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
So Antoine is here to save us all. Yeah, because, you know, we gotta find things to occupy our time, to occupy our mind, so we can get away from real life and get into fake world.
I know. Somebody tells me the other day, oh, you gotta watch this documentary on Netflix called Pandemic. I'm like, I have a window. I don't need to watch this stupid thing. Get out of here. No.
It's on every channel, on every station right now.
I go to sleep. It's in my dreams. I wake up. It's in the shower. Watch some show.
So we're gonna give you things. I'm gonna give you things that you can watch that's just gonna take you out of reality and just let you disappear for a couple of hours.
I like that. And then also we're working on the details of a special watch party that we're going to do with y'all, little happy hour action on Tuesday. I'm going to try to set this up. So, Antoine, run down the three, and then we'll run that down.
All right, and one thing I like to do is go to Rotten Tomatoes and see what has the highest score on Rotten Tomato of new shows that we haven't talked about, we haven't seen. And so right now on Amazon Prime, and I think you guys might have brought this show up, it's called Fleabag.
I have, yes.
Yes, and that's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Yes. Fleabag, Amazon Prime. The critics say it's dirty, it's sexy, it's disgusting, it's hilarious, and it's about being a girl, as in a real girl.
Yeah, like it's like a funny show.
Okay.
It is not for everyone's type of humor. If you don't like things that are raunchy, then forget it. Don't watch this show.
That's the dirty part.
It's the story. Her name is Fleabag. That's her name. I mean, I don't know what her real name is because nobody knows.
Oh. She's known only as Fleabag in the show.
It's British, but it's funny. Not like the British funny that you don't understand, like the olden days. But,
yes.
It won a ton of Emmys or whatever the TV awards were before the apocalypse.
Yeah, she has dry-witted, like, comedy, no filter. She's navigating her life and love in London. She suffered a tragedy that they, you know, show in the show. I'm not going to tell you right now. And it's just interesting. It's just funny.
Have you watched it at all?
No, I've seen the trailers. I haven't started it. I found it yesterday.
Yeah, if you're looking for something that's just goofy and you want to have someone's life who's way more pathetic than yours, then you'll feel great and you can watch Fleabag. But yeah, I highly recommend that one. It's fun.
And actually, I think today may be the Zach edition because
the next one up
is Ozark.
Yes!
I haven't watched Ozark, but I feel like everybody in my life has already finished season 3 that just came out last week.
And I guess something big happens in season 3 because I keep seeing people going, oh my God, season 3 Ozark.
They said the end of Ozark is crazy. It stars Jason Bateman as Marty Bird, a financial planner who really relocates his family from Chicago after like a Ponzi money laundering scheme goes wrong.
He's an accountant for the Colombian drug lords.
Yes, and so he owes money to them. So he takes his family out on the lam, as you may say.
Being on the lam, yes.
Yes.
Fans of the lam.
And that's on Netflix, and everybody and their mama and their puppy is watching this show.
Yeah, it's a good show. If you're
I need to jump back into it because I watched the season one. I watched like 2 episodes, and then I just
it off.
That was a while back.
Season 2 is really good, and then they just came into season 3. It's dark, but also funny in a weird, warped way. And Jason Bateman has that sense of humor.
Yes.
So if you like him and other stuff that he's like done, that character does come out
or whatever.
This.
Yeah, like all of his,
all that stuff. Ozark on Netflix. This is like the Zach edition here.
Yes, but now it stops being the Zach edition, and now it's for Antoine and possibly Jared. I'm not sure about Jared, but this weekend on Saturday night and Sunday night, we have WrestleMania 36. It's on the WWE Network. Wait a minute, Monica. I don't want to hear. I don't know what you were making. It features great wrestlers like The Undertaker versus AJ Styles, Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, supposed to be Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, but Roman Reigns will not be wrestling. They haven't announced it, but they will probably announce it tonight. Brock Lesnar. There's so many. WrestleMania, the biggest sports event year in and year out.
Antoine's excited. It's going to be weird because it's going to be in front of nobody.
It's a 2-day event. Yeah, it's going to be weird. A bunch of the matches are already pre-taped. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday night from 7 to 10 on both nights. 6-hour event.
I'm impressed to hear that lineup in the fact that I thought Undertaker was dead.
He only comes out for like 1 to 2 matches a year.
He's like a mayor or something, I thought. Did he run for governor?
No, that was Jesse the Body Ventura.
It's the other one where she's close on this. It's Kane. Yes.
His quote unquote brother.
Yes, his brother. But Undertaker still wrestles?
Once a year.
He couldn't even move. I thought they said something like that.
His matches are very careful. Let's just say that.
I gotcha.
But that's Saturday and Sunday night from 7 to 10 on the WWE Network.
But that's not free. You got paid.
Are they
going
to practice social distancing? Are they going to do that? Like where they just throw a chair from the other side of the ring?
I like that. Yes.
Just
no, no, Monica. Yeah. I don't know what they did behind them, but they're actually wrestling.
No, I like wrestling. I'm with you, Monica. Okay. They need to do the social distancing version of these. It's some game. I can't think of the name of it, and maybe Antoine might know it. Someone will text into 52353. It's an app on like a phone and an iPad that people play where you're from a distance and you throw weapons at each other at the proper angle.
That would be I haven't. I need to find out what that is. Though.
I play it with my son sometimes. It's fun because you can play tandem too, and you'll
find the name of this,
and you'll throw this spear and you throw it at an angle and stab the person right in the head. I like this. We'll get the because the Undertaker can't move anyway, so this way he can throw the chair and then just see if
hits
don't the
you
other
disrespect
person.
the dead man. All right, so to run it down real quick, on Amazon Prime we have Fleabag. Mm-hmm. On Netflix we have Ozark seasons 1, 2, and 3. And on WWE Network, if you sign up for a free trial, you get it free. Anyway, WrestleMania 36, Saturday and Sunday night.
And then we are talking about it. We're doing a special binge watch party. This is going to be Tuesday is what we've decided.
Tuesday.
So Tuesday, happy hour, 5 o'clock. We are going to do a private screening online of Monica Brooks's sci-fi movie, hashtag Follow Friday.
Yeah.
Because it's on Sci-Fi today at 11 o'clock in the morning, but the logistics of trying to do it while it's live and whatever. So I have gone out of my way. I suffer for this show. I have spent $4.99, and I now own a copy of hashtag Follow Friday.
Wow. Monica, do you get a check? Do you get a residual for that? Like 4 cents?
You know what? I need to look into the details of that.
You get a couple pennies.
The
wheat penny. Remember when they had the half penny back in the day?
She gets an e-card.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what she gets.
Half a cent. So I think we're going to maybe do this on Zoom so we can all see each other. And then that way, but we're working on the logistics this weekend and testing it all out. But the plan is Tuesday, 5 o'clock, we're going to sit down. I'll share my screen and we'll all provide commentary on the movie that Monica was in. That is, and I believe, Monica, you will agree with me on this one. Not great. It's not a great movie.
Not terrific, but it's a fun. I mean, sci-fi. All the movies are, you know. Right.
And finally, you will get to see this.
Marshall, come here.
When Monica says,
"Oh, can't wait."
Marshall, come here.
You should have won an Oscar.
What does Marshall see? Oscar the Grouch, maybe. Trash can. So that's Tuesday. We're working on the details. We'll have more details on Monday.